Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, the third issue of the WrestleTalk magazine is now available. Head over to wrestletalk.bigcartel.com for more information. We've got a great issue this month featuring our reviews of the Royal Rumble, Wrestle Kingdom 10 and Raw 25, including the WrestleTalk crew counting down their top 25 moments of Raw history. So head over to wrestletalk.bigcartel.com for more information.
Support WrestleTalk!
Donate on Patreon.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
Hello and welcome to the Wrestle Ramble Podcast. I am Ollie Davis and I'm joined by my good buddy, my good pal, my wrestling friend, Luke Owen.
Hi, hello Swap Nation, and hello to you, my wrestle friend, Ollie Davis. How the devil are you? Maybe that's what we should have called this show, Wrestle Friend, rather than Wrestle Ramble.
I was trying to recapture the awkwardness of yesterday, dear listeners. I foolishly decided to give Luke a compliment in front of someone else, just because I felt, you know, it wasn't a conscious thing. I wasn't like, I'm going to put over Luke. And I did it, and it just came out weird.
That's what she
just
said.
Just came out a bit like, why is Ollie saying that I'm one of the nicest people he's ever met?
Which was very nice of
it
you.
It was such a nice thing to say. But you got, I feel like I said it, and then you almost got offended. Well, I could be mean if I wanted to.
No, not at all. The only other people who really say that I'm a nice person is my wife, who, by law, has to say these things about me.
Yeah, it's in the contract.
Exactly, it's in the contract. So it was just shocking to hear that, usually because I'm so busy trying to vie for your attention and just being like, look what I can do, look at these videos that I made.
Yeah. Well, you came up with a good idea over the weekend.
Thanks, man.
And then I crapped all over it and I felt bad. And then I realised it was a good idea. Good. But then I like how to sort of reassert that your mean streak, mm-hmm. you're like, hey, guys, I did kickboxing lessons.
I did. I had my first kickboxing lesson. It's because I hadn't mentioned it.
But it was like those two together.
It's like, who's the nicest guy? Oh, by the way, though, I did some kickboxing.
Really made me laugh. I told my lady partner that, and she thought it was very funny. Those two things happening within the same hour.
But I genuinely did. I had my first kickboxing lesson last week.
Tell us how it went.
It was really cool. So my wife got me one-on-one kickboxing lessons for Christmas. And
she's trying to kill you.
Well, I mean, she's trying to turn me into...
a killer!
Yeah, I think more she's trying to get me to do... exercise. I'm in my
good idea.
I'm in my 30s now. I really should do something. I don't like the gym. I don't like running. So one of my theories is I'm going to just start doing walks. I'm just going to get up in the morning and just go for a walk. Just go for a walk around the village and come back. Because at least there's some sort of form of exercise. Mm. I'd sit down a lot at work. I sit down a lot on the tube. So I need to try and do something. But kickboxing is going to be one of these things that I'm doing. I had a blast. It's great fun.
So what did you do? Is kickboxing, I imagine it's some offensive combination of kicks and... what else could be involved?
Yeah, slams.
Slams. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, with your fist.
Yeah.
Yes, and it is very much like it's boxing techniques, but you can throw some kicks as well. I had great fun. We were doing jabs, we were doing like crosses and all this sort of stuff, and various forms of kicks. Then he showed me these stretching techniques that blew my mind. Because I'm not a very flexible person, as you well know. And so I can't touch my toes, for example. But, you know, you've got to be quite flexible in kick. Essentially,
getting your legs up high, yeah.
I want to be like Aleister Black. That was one of the reasons. And Van Damme. Like, I know that Aleister Black is more like Muay Thai kickboxing, which is slightly different. But, you know, I love him. I think he's great. And this guy was local to me. He's my Aleister Black. He's my local Aleister Black. Antonio. Nice guy. And he was showing me these stretches where you kind of like get down on the floor, and you've got your legs in an S shape, and then you kind of like push yourself down. But if you just slightly move yourself in the opposite direction and back, you can get so much lower.
Yes.
And then you do it again.
You wiggle into the stretch.
Yeah. I did not know these sorts of things. It blew my tiny little mind.
Do you know about resistance stretching? Because this is a similar breakthrough. So you stretch. Like, say you're stretching your leg and you're pulling your straight leg in towards your chest. Now, if someone pushes against that and you push the other way, so you're now pushing away from your chest, you're aware of this?
No.
When you stop pushing, so you do that for 10 seconds, when you stop pushing in the opposite direction of the stretch with all your might, you'll be able to go like 5 centimeters, 10 centimeters further back into the stretch.
Wow.
When someone first did that to me, I was like, no, what? How do you do that?
Wow.
Yeah, it's really, it's fascinating. But that's cool. It'll be interesting to see how this changes your experience of watching wrestling. Because people do say, and this is fact, this is study backed up fact, that if you play a sport, you enjoy and get engrossed in watching that sport on television more.
Interesting.
Yeah, so if, you know, it's not exactly all kickboxing, it's mixed style. But you'll be able to feel the blows more. You've got a muscle memory relating to it.
You're trying to say that if I enjoy kickboxing enough, I might watch a UFC fight and enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think there'll always be a barrier there because some people don't like the barbarity. Are you one of those?
No, I'm not really bothered about that.
Okay.
It's not my cup. Not my cup of tea. Like, okay. I have this with real world boxing as well. Like, it's not for me. I don't find it entertaining to watch. Like, one of the reasons I like wrestling so much is there's this big grand spectacle of things, and it's
boxing does spectacle better than wrestling a lot of the time.
But like, I mean, the in-ring spectacle of it.
Do you not score along? That's a good way to keep interested.
No, I do not. I mean, I haven't watched a live boxing fight since probably like the late 90s.
Wow.
So it's been a long,
so what
long
was
time.
It? Amir Khan and...
I can't even remember.
No, Amir Khan. That's now. Prince Nassim.
I don't even remember. It's because my friend at school was really into boxing, and he bought it on pay-per-view. And it was one of those ones where it's like a knockout in like, you know, a minute and a half or something, and you bought this three-hour pay-per-view block, and you only got a minute and a half's worth of actual boxing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the great thing about wrestling.
You're always
It's Brock Lesnar Goldberg.
Well, yeah, but it's got but you've also got the other 5 hours
of
stuff already meticulously planned out. You're guaranteed to get your 5 hours worth.
Well, that can be a running thing with the spoons. Your kickboxing updates. Don't worry, spoon update is coming shortly in the outro. But first, let's do some quick reviews. Swaft Nation writes, Swaft. Best podcast.
Well, thank you very
much. Thank you, Swaff Nation. And Crunchy Troll says, best anime couple. Great podcast. These guys are entertaining. The rambling is amazing. It gives it a casual chilling with your boy, with your bros kind of feel. Oliver. Mum calls me. And Luke are probably the most likable and relatable guys on the wrestling YouTube/podcast platform. Hashtag Swaff Nation.
Thanks, Crunchy Troll.
Very kind of you, Crunchy Troll. Let's get on with the show. Today, we're going to jump straight into the pay-per-view with no rambling. We're going to be succinct with Alexa Bliss versus Mickie James versus Bayley versus Sasha Banks versus Mandy Rose versus Sonya Deville. That's all the women apart from the other two, I think.
Yes, in the very first ever Women's Elimination Chamber match, presumably to decide
which of these women is going to be defending the Raw Women's Championship at WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans. Now, you said that we're going to be making this a very succinct show.
Going to try.
I think we
feel like you're not going to make it a succinct show.
Well, I feel like we have no choice. There are only four matches announced.
Yeah.
Like, we've actually created two different areas on this prediction show just to try and fill out time. Because for me, what are you thinking for this match?
For this match, my brain is telling me Alexa Bliss is retaining, but my heart wants Sasha Banks to turn heel on Bayley, win the belt, and go on to face Asuka at WrestleMania. I think that would be, that's the story I want to see. But there's a lot of stuff going into this. You've got the Bliss and James dynamic. They've created this sort of devil's alliance where James knows Bliss is trying to screw her over, but she's done it anyway, presumably so she'll screw Bliss over. I don't think that's going to work well for her. Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville are sort of a unit. They're pairing together. And Bayley and Banks, their tension was weirdly absent from the go-home episode of Raw, which kind of suggests either they've forgotten about it and it was just for a two-week thing to build Asuka, or they dropped it off, so it's more of a surprise when it happens.
I was going to say...
slash bad storytelling.
But it's funny, really, because I was listening to another podcast talking about these... they've been dropping these teasers in of a Sasha Banks heel turn.
I've been
seeing other podcasts. I see a lot of other podcasts, I hate to tell you.
You are a podcast whore.
But they were talking about how they've been dropping in all these teasers for a Sasha Banks heel turn. And I was like, I'm pretty sure we've been dropping in these teasers now for well over a year. Like, it's been a long time coming.
It doesn't have to be blatant either. Like, she could just, like, she could look a little bit annoyed, and that's it. It's coming. It's coming this week, I swear. I think it's because we all want it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Where, yeah.
Or...
It's like Roman Reigns, where he sort of sneers or plays up his heelish side. And that's it, he's turning heel. But no, he's back to being boring old Reigns.
Or these have been teasers, but then they just drop it after a couple of weeks to be like, we're not ready to tell that story just yet. And maybe you're right. Maybe those 2 weeks were just, we needed something for Asuka, and we'll just drop that for the moment. Maybe we'll bring it back at SummerSlam. But like you, my heart wants it to be Sasha Banks, but I am going to go Alexa Bliss retaining inside the Elimination Chamber.
Well, I'm not saying this to sort of create suspense. I'd already decided this before we came in.
Mm-hmm.
I think the results are rather predictable on the three main matches.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they change direction anywhere, it's here.
Yes.
That's why I am actually going to go with SB.
You're going Sasha Banks.
It's boss time.
No, it's not. It's, you put too much inflection into that. It's boss time. That's more like
emotion.
You put emotion.
So yeah, I'm
that.
Going SB. You're going AB.
I'm going Alexa Bliss. I'd really AB like it retain. To be Sasha though.
So Nia Jax versus Alexa. I nearly said again. Asuka.
Who apparently we keep like a lot of comments say that we say it weird.
No. You said Nasuka.
No. As in we say Asuka, and people say like that's a bit weird. That's a weird way to say it. I think it's Asuka. Because the Americans will go like Asuka.
Ask her.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas we're common and we say ask her.
One of my proudest moments, any wrestling fan who goes to a live wrestling event will know how I feel here. One of my proudest wrestling fan moments was at NXT TakeOver London, where Asuka had a superb match with Emma.
Great match.
And Asuka had Emma in an armbar. And I just shouted, Ask her.
Very good.
But the thing is, Luke, it didn't catch on the first time I said it. I had to do that several times in submissions throughout the match for someone to finally turn round and go, I get it. And then look back.
I was going to say, yes. I didn't think it was a chant that really caught on. I could see where you were sat. Mm. We were in different areas, like, but I could see where you were sat.
We were
and
close, yeah.
We were very close, but I did not hear anyone joining in on your chants.
No, but still,
that's very good.
Light sniggers. That's what I always go for. The perfect joke level. Light snigger.
You go for Michael Cole style sniggers.
No. It's boss time.
So what are your thoughts for Nia Jax versus Asuka?
Well, you see, this is one of the more predictable ones. And, like, if they do end Ask Her's streak, then that is I mean, it's happened before. This happened with Charlotte. Was it 2 years ago?
No, it was last year. Last year when her undefeated pay-per-view streak just randomly came to an end.
Yeah. Well, not randomly, because it was, you know, that they were telling the story of Bayley finally overcoming Charlotte. But, I mean, that's the story they should have told, but they didn't tell that. They should have saved that for WrestleMania, and they used Banks to cheat to help Bayley win, which played into nothing in the end, which devalued Bayley, and that's why Bayley isn't over. Really, it all stems back to that. That was the suffering succotash moment.
Mm.
We should get that over as jumping the shark.
We
used to talk about Marthering, which was when you resolve a lot of character tension by revealing the name of your mum to Superman.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, they really Marthered that scene.
Yeah, they Marthered that up. So, yeah, they suffering succotashed up Bayley this time last year. I hope they don't do the same to Asuka. So, yeah, I'm quite confidently Asuka here.
Yeah, this match is going to go one of two ways. Either Asuka is winning or it's going to be a non-finish.
Because
you need to keep Nia strong if she's going to be going for Alexa Bliss at the Royal Rumble at WrestleMania. At Royal Rumble next year.
Yes.
For WrestleMania 34 in the interim. So if you are going with Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss, then you do need to keep Nia strong. So she needs to have a very good showing in this. And a non-finish would allow both people to look strong. Asuka can then go off to SmackDown.
I'm not saying it's a good idea. But it wouldn't make both people look strong.
But this is one of those things where you've booked yourselves into a corner. Mm-hmm. Like, you've suddenly, like, oh, this will be a great match of pay-per-view. Then you get there, you're like, oh, no, we don't have a really good finish for this. But I am going for an Asuka win with this one.
Yeah, I think you've just got to push in with a hard-fought, clean win from Asuka here. Because she's the one who's getting the title match at WrestleMania. Nia is not having a title match.
Mm-hmm.
That's that much we know. So, yeah.
She might be.
Oh, of course. Yeah, if she wins, it's a three-way.
What I mean is, like, you said that she's not got a title match at WrestleMania, but that's the plan, isn't it? That she is getting a title match at WrestleMania.
Nia?
Yeah.
How?
Isn't that the plan? It's going to be Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss at WrestleMania.
I don't know how that works, though, because Asuka gets the title shot.
Yeah, but she won the Rumble. But the rumour is that she's going to be facing Charlotte at WrestleMania.
Really? Is that... I mean, there's so many different rumours and reports of different combinations of people. The only ones I really, really like are Alexa and Nia in an undercard grudge match, Banks versus Alexa Bliss, and Charlotte...
No, you mean Asuka versus...
Asuka versus Banks. And Charlotte versus the Riot Squad, of course.
or Rousey.
No, just Riot Squad. I'm not done with that feud.
Keep it going. We can definitely extend this out for another 12 weeks, whatever it is, until WrestleMania. Yeah, I'm pretty confident, though, that Asuka is winning here. And, well, I mean, I'm saying I'm confident. I don't think they're going to win the streak, but it could be a non-finish.
I think Triple H might quit the company. If Vince just turns up that day, now we're going to make Asuka win. No, Asuka lose. Triple H. That's the last straw.
Me,
I'm done.
I'm going to progress.
Yeah, or just sign Asuka to 205 Live. She's under the weight limit, right?
To create a 205 Live women's division,
which would be everyone. Oh no, they bill Nia Jax over that, don't they?
Yeah, so it'd be everyone but Nia Jax.
But Nia Jax. Well, she can officiate the matches with the Enzo Amore storyline to drop.
Like, they join the No Nia's Club.
This is rambling. Next up. Woken Matt Hardy versus Bray Wyatt. A filler match, if I ever saw one, made impromptu going on the Go Home episode of Raw this week.
You say it was made impromptu, if that's a word.
It totally is now.
But it has been building since December.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's nearly March now, but like, it has been building since December. We've been waiting for this match to happen, even though we got it at Raw 25, but we'd meant to forget that, because that wasn't canon.
It's like 3 minutes long.
Yeah, exactly. I am going for a Woken Matt Hardy win here because old Bray Wyatt beat him at Raw 25. I think it would almost be a nail in the coffin. Not the final, but at least a nail in the coffin for Matt to lose twice in this feud.
This is crazy. I didn't realise how little I cared about this feud until you said, oh, now we've got to make a prediction. I kind of forgot I had to make a prediction on the prediction show.
Yeah. It is a really lackluster feud, isn't it? In a long line of lackluster Bray Wyatt feuds. The poor lad.
Well, it's his anniversary.
It's anniversary. It is, yeah, I suppose it is. And it's not his fault. But he's had a bad 12 months as Bray, going from the WWE Championship victory inside the Elimination Chamber this time last year to a feud that no one could care about other than... Actually, I don't even think Matt Hardy could care about this feud.
This whole Bray Wyatt thing, it was the moment they made him supernatural when he's feud with Randy Orton heading into WrestleMania. Before that, pretty much everything was cult leader, cult leader, cult leader. And then they really just pummeled in with their Sister Abigail, the House of Horrors, the freaking projections on the WrestleMania canvas.
The Crucix.
The Crucix?
Yeah, you remember the Crucix? Randy Orton had Bray Wyatt's Crucix that he buried in the ground.
Jesus wept. Bray Wyatt is such an engaging character.
I completely forgot. That's what he did, didn't he? He rubbed the dirt on him. He rubbed the spirit of Sister Abigail. Yeah. Oh, my. Completely forgot about that. Yeah. Deary me. Anyway, I'm saying Woken Matt Hardy.
Yes. You know what? I'm also going to say... Oh, God. I don't care. Bray could win because he is more of a main eventer in management's eyes, I think. You know, you can chuck Bray Wyatt in a top-level thing and just have it there on the card. It's lazy, but I think that's how they see him as a utility player. I don't think they see that in Matt Hardy.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
So maybe they make Bray win. However, maybe they've just decided, with all the right stuff going on behind the scenes, let's just give Woken Matt Hardy, Senor Benjamin, Vanguard Huart 1, King Maxwell, Rebby Sky.
I was going to say, can I make my prediction for this? What is going to, like, so the end of this match is going to be Bray Wyatt is in control. Bray Wyatt looks like he's about to win. All of a sudden, the piano starts playing, and then the lights go on under the rampway, and there's Rebby playing the piano, and out comes Brother Nero, and they do like they do a song that distracts Bray. Matt gets the win, and then that's when you start the Woken Matt sort of family dynamic to it.
That would be so good. Just do it better, WWE. Based on that, I'm gonna say Matt Hardy too. I'm gonna lead with my heart again. It's a very reckless Captain Kirk-style way of doing some predictions here.
The Wrestle Ramble will be right back after these short messages. This episode of the Wrestle Ramble is brought to you in part by Patreon. For just $5 a month, you will get access to the Wrestle Ramble Extra, a bonus monthly podcast where Ollie and I review pay-per-views from wrestling's past. Last month we reviewed Wrestle Kingdom 10, and this month's show will be No Way Out 2004, a true feel-good pay-per-view where Eddie Guerrero won the WWE Championship. And we have just announced that $10 plus backers will get access to a brand new exclusive Patreon podcast, Ramble Club, where Ollie and I will review NXT, Ring of Honor, New Japan, and all that comes in between. We've revamped our entire Patreon reward system, so head over to patreon.com/WrestleTalk for more information and support WrestleTalk.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
One of the other things that is billed for Elimination Chamber, I don't know how we're going to give a prediction here, but we're going to talk about it at least, Ronda Rousey's Raw contract signing.
Yeah, not really as much to predict, other than that I think this will be, it will probably kickstart the Ronda Rousey-Stephanie McMahon thing. I think she'll probably get Stephanie in the same arm wringer that she got her in at WrestleMania 31.
Oh, you think they'll touch?
I think they'll touch, because I think that's what will kind of start things. And I'd like to think that she'll put her through a table.
You've got to. There's a table going to be there.
Exactly. That's my thinking.
Or maybe she'll go crazy McFoley in TNA. There's a table right here. Are we not going to use it? And he just puts himself through the table. Ridiculous. But I love that bit.
Yeah. What are your thoughts?
So let's run through what could happen. Of course, there's the Ronda Rousey-Stephanie McMahon feud that would presumably lead into either a singles match or the much-reported one of Stephanie and Trips versus Ronda and mystery tag partner. Could be The Rock, could be Braun Strowman, could be Kurt Angle, could be Seth Rollins. There are loads of names in the hat, apparently. Or maybe Charlotte turns up and challenges her. Maybe Nia Jax. Asuka. I don't know. There's plenty of ways they can go with this. But I do agree it's going to be Stephanie.
Yeah, I think that... For me, my gut feeling is saying that we're leading to Ronda and Angle versus Trips and Steph. Mm. And they're going to use this segment. Because all four of them... Well, at least three of them will probably be in the ring. Triple H can come down afterwards.
Of course, because it's Raw. Kurt will be there.
So Kurt will be there. So that's kind of my feeling on it. And if that's the direction that they're going to go, then they'll probably use that to this pay-per-view to set that up. I've got to be honest. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing what they're going to do. Like, I'm really intrigued by Ronda Rousey joining Raw and what they're going to do with her. And yeah, I'm actually really curious to see what they're going to do at this contract signing.
You, my friend, are in the minority.
Oh,
did you see that poll?
No, I did not.
So there was a WWE poll. What are you most looking forward to at Elimination Chamber of the three things we've announced? And the men's Elimination Chamber match was 60%. I'm going to make the wrong amount of numbers here, so this won't add up.
So it's like a YouTube poll.
Yeah. The women's Elimination Chamber match was 170%. and then Ronda Rousey's was about 13%. Not at the bottom. Asuka, well, Nia Jax was.
I think that's fair, because would you be more excited for a contract signing or an actual match?
Well, you say, I think that is... apparently people backstage think this could be Mike Tyson levels of success of the company.
Whoa.
You got to think, If you compare it to that Mike Tyson thing or something really, really exciting, you would want it to be high. I think I would want it to be high.
Yeah,
the amount
true.
You're spending on Ronda.
Yeah, that's true. I take that back.
And whether that's because they haven't really built it as effectively as they could have done, or her Royal Rumble debut was, let's be honest, a bit silly.
Still feeling the effects of that point.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the WrestleMania signs her partner. His team with her, Shawn Michaels.
That's what she was
God.
Pointing at.
Yeah.
She was pointing at the sign to being like, it's you and me, buddy.
Yeah. And she told everyone. She's like, why is this so confusing?
Why are there all these conflicting reports? Yeah. It's quite obvious.
It checks out. Totally checks out. So we'll see what happens. I really, especially after this Monday's Raw, though, I want to see Kurt Angle versus Seth Rollins at Mania. And I think Braun's goofy. Braun's amazing. Put Braun in with Ronda. What a great way to get over someone as a big, as your next big star, by pairing him with this mainstream star that you've brought in. And he has the history from Survivor Series with Triple H that was never really paid off on. It was just like Triple H being scared. I think it would give Braun an incredible rub, and it would alleviate some of the smarky reactions to Ronda Rousey, because smarks, we all love Braun Strowman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to love Ronda by default.
Yeah, I mean, I was about to say that nothing has really paid off since Survivor Series of all the stuff they set up, but then I remembered that SmackDown beat up Sami and Kevin because they cost SmackDown the match.
Yeah. Not Triple H.
No.
Right, so the one we've all been waiting for. This hasn't been confirmed.
We're taking a punt here.
Yes. The Bar versus Titus Worldwide.
So one of the problems with us doing these prediction shows, we record these on a Thursday, which is 3 days away from a pay-per-view. Mm. You'd think that a full card might be available by now, but this match has yet to be announced and might get announced on the day or the day before.
Or on the pre-show.
So we are taking a bit of a punt here to say
It's not a bit of a punt. it's a tap-in.
Well, yeah, but it might be The Bar versus Titus Worldwide versus Gallanderson versus The Revival.
Sure.
So we are taking a punt that it's specifically this match. But of the, you know, options, it's more likely this one.
Yeah. And whatever it is, I'm going to say The Bar are retaining.
Sort of about to say the same thing. Yeah, no matter what match it is, The Bar are winning.
Sorry, did I step over your gag?
Not at all, no. But yeah, I think it's The Bar are retaining here.
Yeah, we don't really need to talk any more about the amazing build for this, do we?
Well, the 1 week build.
It goes to before the Royal Rumble with those Shock Cruise roll-ups.
I suppose.
And wins. Well, you know, who am I kidding? So, here we go. Men's Elimination Chamber match. This card, I'm actually quite excited for.
Same here.
I'm really excited to see the women's match, to see how they... I'm just more curious how they're going to put it together. I'm really excited about Nia Jax Asuka. I'm really looking forward to seeing that because I love the feud and I really enjoy both women. So, and they had that cracking match in January. I'm curious to see what they're going to do with Ronda Rousey. But, man, I am so excited for the Men's Elimination Chamber match.
Yep, same here.
I think there's so much potential here that just, like, having Elias in there, I'm so happy for him. Because it gives him such a good rub. Not like a token rub, like sometimes, like that amazing year Santino was in it once.
Mm.
You took him seriously by the end. And if he's the last person to enter, he's going to be smarmy to the max. I really hope they give him the guitar. Braun Strowman in a structure like this, that just gets my mouth watering. Seth Rollins is on a tear. Love Finn Balor. Roman Reigns is winning. But John Cena, this could be the start of the build to The Undertaker.
Yeah, it really could be. I see Seth being one of the first three. In there with The Miz. I don't know who the other one meet. It might be John Cena, but I could definitely see Seth being there, and I can see Seth going the distance. Not winning, but being like in the final two, really putting that over, considering his Iron Man performance he put on Monday, and they're going to kind of like keep building this thing of just like Seth is putting in all of this work, but maybe that's a storyline. He's putting in all this work, but just keeps coming up short. Maybe it's like, you know, a Sami Zayn and NXT storyline. So, I think Roman is winning, but... I'm going to concur with you. I'm really excited about this match. Mm. And what I really like about this is that it's very difficult to kind of do two Elimination Chambers on the same show because it's the same match. But you've got to try and find those different ways to tell stories within there. And the women's match has got like this almost mini faction warfare where you've got 2v2v2. And in the men's one, it's a different storyline, whereas you've got the carnage of Braun, you've got the smarminess of Elias going in last, you've got The Miz with the Year of The Miz, Balor wants to reclaim his Universal Championship he never lost, Seth is the Iron Man, Roman Reigns is winning, and John Cena is looking for his WrestleMania match. So there's a lot of like really interesting dynamics going on there. I think this is going to be an awesome match, and I could see it going nearer 50 minutes.
Really? Yeah, because there's not many matches on this card. Mm. So, yeah, this is going to get a lot of time. Usually, you don't have faith, do you? Like, WWE might just book it terribly. But you know what? They did such a fantastic Rumble match. I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful. I'm putting my faith in you, WWE, to give us a really good match that protects people. Because the problem with... Not the problem, but the obstacle you have to overcome with an Elimination Chamber match and with any elimination match is you can't rely on that crux of we want to protect Braun Strowman, for instance, so we won't have him get pinned. We'll have someone else get pinned. You know, the Dolph Ziggler or the Kane role. But here, everyone has to get pinned apart from the winner. So how do you eliminate Braun Strowman?
Everyone gangs up on him.
Yeah. How do you do it with Cena? I'm just asking. These are rhetorical questions.
I was going to say with Braun, I would have like all six guys, and you'd have to have all six of them in the ring, because that's what I really hope for this as well, is that no one gets eliminated before all seven guys are in the ring at the same time. I think that'd be a really, that'd just make it look like absolute carnage in there after a while. Yeah. But then you have all the six guys just dogpiling onto Strowman to pin him down. So it took six men, six WWE superstars, including John Cena and Roman Reigns, to pin one Braun Strowman. That is certainly a way to protect him. Cena, you could do an Undertaker thing if that's the direction. There was actually someone that tweeted that was suggested a bring it down to Cena and Roman, and then Undertaker comes up through the ring, like you know Undertaker being Undertaker as he is, and then you think that he's going after Roman to get
because of the retirement, sure,
because of retirement last year, but then he attacks Cena.
That could be nice. You know, Taker learning something from Shawn Michaels all those years ago.
So
we're both going to say Roman Reigns winning because, well, bar a steroid scandal in the next few days.
Yeah.
But even then, I think they'd still go with him. Yeah, because the plan forever has been Reigns versus Lesnar at WrestleMania.
And I, as I said, I really hope it comes down to Roman Reigns and Seth, because those two could pull some amazing near falls
but
tell
just,
a great story.
Yeah, not just that, though. It's laying the foundations for the post-WrestleMania storylines, because if Reigns comes in at the end and Rollins is in there from the start, like you say, and it comes down to them two, and Rollins just falls short, that you've got a challenge. You've already got your post WrestleMania feud for Reigns, and that would be, I mean, that would be great. So of course Roman Reigns, but if I'm going with my heart, I'm gonna go for Reigns. But it be amazing if they called an audible and Seth Rollins or Braun Strowman, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Braun Strowman?
I'd rather it not be Braun, just because I don't really want to see Braun v Brock again.
But
I think that ship has sailed. I would much rather Braun get back into that Universal title picture once Brock is gone, and then Braun can face other people.
I just think you've told this very well-told story with Reigns for the whole year, but you've also accidentally been telling a story with Strowman, and that he keeps colliding with Lesnar, and he failed that one time. But, you know, Kane lost the other. There was the four-way at SummerSlam. This is the final meeting, and Braun could finally slay the beast. Braun's got way more momentum behind him, and you just book a better match than their No Mercy one. You book it like the Goldberg Smash Mouth.
Actually, you've completely sold me on that. Yeah, actually, if it was like the Goldberg-Lesnar match from last year, I mean, boy howdy, that would be a hell of a lot of fun. I could definitely go for that.
And then you've created a new star. You're not just
That's not the aim, Ollie. Come on now.
You're not just trying to do the same star over and over again.
My issue with... Actually, I'm not going to say my issue. Their issue would be that they've been building for the last 4 years this coronation of Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, slaying the beast. They wanted to do it at WrestleMania 31. It didn't happen there. They've tried to do it the following year with Triple H. It didn't quite work there. So they wanted to do it with The Undertaker. It didn't quite work there. So now, four times the charm, we're going to do it again. It has to be Brock Lesnar. It's going to be Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. We're going to finally get this coronation before Lesnar leaves.
Yeah, well, that's WWE's obvious plan. But, you know, maybe there's a swerve in there.
They might prove us wrong. And you know what? I hope they do. I hope they do. One of the things that it's kind of bummed me out about this match is there's a lot of negativity about it, because Roman wins, we all know what's going to happen. So if they do pull something out of the bag, maybe that'd be great.
Yeah.
Roman wins, LOL.
Yeah. But I think, how amazing would that be if a Rollins or a Strowman won?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, it'd certainly get people talking. I think probably more than a Roman Reigns win will certainly do. But yeah, I'm really excited for this Sunday show. Really looking forward to it.
I'm excited to find out what the next spoon is, Luke. We are still in the seas. The next spoon is a cutty.
It's a short, chiefly Scot and Irish spoon.
Which, you know, a cutty, you would think, well, that sounds like a knife. Because of cutting.
I see, you played knifey spoony before.
Yeah, it's not a scoopy. So yeah, this is a cutty spoon, I suppose. We don't have any pictures.
There's no hyperlinks to it.
No, but I'll try and find
a
picture.
Which means it's not popular enough in the Wikipedia world.
Oh, it's just a large spoon. Oh, no, 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 that is well different.
That's like a frying pan.
It's like a chode of a spoon.
Yeah. Well,
it's got a sort of a big circular scooping bit and a very short...
decorative handle.
Yeah, brass tea caddy spoon. Is that even the...
Yeah, cutty sark.
No. No, that's the ship, the cutty sark.
Oh.
So that's a handle based on the cutty sark. Look, all the cutty spoon results are commemorative cutty sark. I can't stand the cutty sark.
Really? Did
you? Well... I
never thought I would hear the day when someone would just say, I cannot stand cutty sark.
Because it's not just me, it's David Mitchell as well. Because it got burnt down a couple of years ago. Cutty sark, by the way, we've got a lot of American listeners, is an old shipping vessel from like the 18th, 19th century British one. And it is moored for museum purposes in Greenwich, which is in London. And I grew up near... the Cutty Sark in a village sort of in Kent in the crossover of London. And if there was a school trip or a scout trip or some form of excursion, you're going to go to the Cutty Sark. And there's only so many times you can see a Cutty Sark, which really isn't that interesting because it's just shipping stuff. It's not a warship. It's got a few cannons. But yes, it is. And someone burned it down a few years ago and everyone was up in arms. And David Mitchell pointed out... not really that historically significant.
I'm going to have to look that up. I like a David Mitchell rant. So the Cutty Sark excursion was your version of going to the box factory.
Was that what yours was?
No,
is that the Simpsons?
The Simpsons
thing,
yeah.
Of course.
Kids, instead of going to the box factory, we're going to go to the box factory. Mm. Damn TV. It's ruined my imagination.
Yeah, the Cutty Sark, it wasn't... I remember one of the activities you got to do was scrub the deck.
Oh, well.
Yeah, and I was still... I did not enjoy it.
I don't really remember.
I like learning as well, but like I didn't like learning this.
Oh, actually, do you know what? We were talking about learning yesterday. Mm. So me and my wife were watching a TV show called Big Little Lies.
Right.
It's on Sky Atlantic. It's a HBO show.
Oh, it's got like Reese Witherspoon.
Yep.
Which is really, really apt.
It all ties together.
Yes.
Nicole Kidman and not... Mary Jane Watson, Shailene Woodley.
Shailene Woodley. Yes.
Great cast all around. Adam Scott's in there as well. He's really
Love Adam
good.
Scott.
Love Adam Scott. But there's a scene in that. Spoilers, because this happens in like the second to last episode or something. One of the characters breaks their urethra in two different places.
Excuse me? Breaks their urethra?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay. Which sounds painful, right?
Yeah, it does
and
sound painful.
I, at one point, I, they were sort of talking about this, and I was like... And I sort of paused it, and I was like, I get this is very uncomfortable, and I get that he's very much in pain, but what's a urethra?
Oh, you didn't know.
I didn't
you
know.
You better call somebody. Jeez.
And so my wife then had to kind of explain it to me, and then she was like, did you learn nothing in science when you were at school? And I just said, like, I can't tell you thing one that I learned in science.
About
I can't tell
that
you,
science.
I can't tell you a single thing I learned in science when I was at school. I got a double D, and that was more or less because, you know, like how...
Great bra size, not a very good grade.
You know how, brass size. I thought you said brass eyes.
Yes,
yeah.
No.
As
yeah,
in like
bra
the
for boobs.
Yes. Yeah.
For boobs.
Yeah. Because you know how like science quizzes are usually like, multiple choice,
mm-hmm.
and you have four questions and you have A, B, C, D. I used to just go ACDC on every single one of them. ACDC, 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 and then just sort of run out the clock until the exam went over. Because I never studied.
Mm.
I didn't like... I wasn't a learned child. Mm. And because of that, I know absolutely nothing about science. She said, what's photosynthesis? And I went, oh, it's something to do with plants... and the sun.
Mm.
And she was like, sort of. And then she had to explain to me what sun photosynthesis actually was. She said, do you know how many types of blood cells there are? And I sort of knew that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then she asked me all these body questions. I just very much struggled. But yeah, it's just, you talked about like school trips. And I said, I don't remember any school trips. Suddenly remembered, I don't remember anything I learned at school. Can't tell you a single thing I learned in geography. Can't tell you a single thing I learned in history.
Sure you do. Maybe not recollection, like trying to go back and retrieve, but maybe you see something, you're like, huh, I know that that's called a lock.
No.
Like when ships, the water has to equalise.
Yeah, but
to
I didn't learn that in school.
I learned that in school.
No, I learned that from like going to canals and stuff.
We went to a canal as one of our school trips. Did
you really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's fair.
Yeah.
Well, I literally have the chemical equation for photosynthesis tattooed
that's
on my
right,
leg.
You do, yes. I knew you had a chemical equation. I couldn't remember what it was for. But
yeah,
it's for photosynthesis.
Yeah. It is for photosynthesis,
what a,
yes.
What a weird set of events this has become.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we've ever talked about that, because we've talked about your tattoo.
Yeah, we talked about your tattoo on the old podcast, on the old Myth podcast. But yeah, I think we talked about my tattoos on a previous episode. Mm. And I mean, do you want to tell the story of how you got the tattoo?
I'll do it another time because we've got to get out of here. I'm going to tease for another intro outro.
Well, we've got to record our No Way Out 2004 Patreon podcast.
What a pay-per-view. I just say one thing about my tattoo. I still get a kick out of, if I ever go on holiday or to the beach with my parents, or I'm just around them in shorts. Of my dad remembering that I have this tattoo and shaking his head. Why did you do that?
There is a tattoo that I don't have, but I thought about getting it done when I was 18. Mm. And I mean, that time has well passed. I can't get it done now. I'm a 32-year-old married man. I can't do it anymore. But I really wanted to get Millpool tattooed.
Millpool?
So you know, there's a gag in The Simpsons when they get a swimming pool, but Bart breaks his leg.
Milhouse
is signing his cast, but writes Millpool, and then there's like a line going off it because he's too excited to go and jump in the pool. I was going to get like a perfect replication with the line and everything.
Damn, that's niche.
I should have.
What an episode. That's one of the best episodes of The Simpsons in my eyes.
I wish I got it done when I was 18. I'm too old to get it done now.
Wow. No, you're not.
Don't say that, because my wife listens to this show.
Well, let's do two reviews before we get out of here. Hawk and NFG05 writes, Swaft Nation. This is one of my favourite wrestling podcasts to listen to. If I'm not watching the YouTube version, I'm listening to the podcast version. Ollie and Luke have great chemistry on the mic and have great insight.
Ah, thank you very much.
Thank you, Hawk.
Very
and
kind.
NFG. And Brian Shazam writes, Fun and knowledgeable. A very enjoyable podcast with two guys who truly love the wrestling business. They do a great job of breaking down the weekly shows, as well as staying up to date on potential rumours around the wrestling world. They are humorous and easy to list to. Guess that means listen to. Thanks for making my drives to and from work so enjoyable.
Great review, Brian.
Thank you, Brian Shazam.
An amazing surname.
We will be back on Monday.
Left on Boxing Day.
Was it? We will be back on Monday. Americans don't have Boxing Day.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
We will be back on Monday with our Elimination Chamber review. Let's pray it's a good one.
See you then. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.